In Shir number 41, Bezer Hashem, Shir Mem Aleph, and what we would like to do today is Bezer Hashem explain the Shitas Rashi. Until now, we've had a machlokas between Rashi Tosvos in explaining the Sugya of Tashbisu, the idea of Bittul, and it's important, a very, very important thing to realize is that when there's a machlokas, there needs to be a reason why there's a machlokas. I mean, one guy says a certain idea. Somebody else comes along and just argues with him for fun. Like, Tosfos wasn't doing that. Rashi and Tosfos were not arguing for fun. If Rashi said a pshat and Tosfos said a different pshat, the reason is because they hold that the other pshat is wrong. Tosfos came along and told us, Rashi, I hold your pshat is wrong, and therefore we're going to explain the pshat in the Gemara differently. So when there's a machlokas, we need to understand why it is that each one holds the other one is wrong, and then we need to be able to come and explain why the attacker were justified in saying what they're saying if the other one holds that they're wrong, right? So Tosfos comes along and tells us why he holds Rashi's wrong. He brings two kashas on Rashi, two powerful kashas on Rashi that shows that Tashbisu is the same as Tevaru. Pshat and Gemara cannot be Bittul, Tashbisu cannot be Bittul, and therefore Tosfos says that, you know, Rashi's wrong, and I'm going to give a new pshat. Good. Tosfos tells us why he argues on Rashi. Good. What about why does Rashi argue on Tosfos? Does Rashi tell us why he doesn't like Tosfos? He doesn't tell us.
You were first.
Because why?
He was first,
so he had the freedom to choose between the two.
Yeah.
Okay, fine, but why did he choose what he chose? Why didn't he choose what Tosfos said?
How could Rashi not Tosfos if they didn't wait before?
But you think that he didn't know the idea that Tosfos was saying?
Sure.
I don't know. I think that he could have thought of it.
It's unfair.
I think he could have thought of it. And I wouldn't say the reason why he didn't say it is because, you know, he never thought of it and it wasn't around yet. Tosfos came up with the idea that Rashi never thought of. I would think that Rashi was able to be mechaven to Tosfos' idea, and still he didn't like it, and he said he's going to say a different shot. It's possible, and we'll see this soon, Be'ez Hashem, it's possible that maybe the reason why Rashi didn't want to say what Tosfos said is because he says, oh, Tosfos is saying very big chiddush, I don't want to say such a big chiddushim. Said it, we'll talk about why it is, but to say simply that he couldn't be mechaven to it, you know, I don't think that that's the answer.
Didn't Rashi say?
Rashi say what?
He says it doesn't say Devaru.
That's true, but why does Rashi not say that Bittul is working with Hefker? That's what Tosfos says. Bittul is working because it makes it Hefker. Why didn't Rashi say that? He couldn't think of it. It's hard to swallow. It's hard to imagine that he couldn't think of it.
He doesn't say every single opinion ever that's not his?
No, sir. He doesn't have to say everyone. He is allowed to choose one, but we want to know why did he choose that one? Why did he choose the one that he chose? He should have chosen another, any of them. What's better about his pshat over Tosfos' pshat?
But doesn't he explain Rashi? Why he picked?
He explains why he doesn't say it's Mishum Hefker, because why?
No.
He doesn't say why it's not Hefker, right? He doesn't say why.
Yeah.
Now what you're saying, it could be that it's going to be including an answer to this question, which we're going to explain. We're going to expound on that point. But the idea of what we need to understand is when there's a machlokas between the Bishayinim, machlokas Rashi Tosfos, it's not just Stam. You know, he woke up one day and he's like, you know what? I'm going to say a new pshat. That's not the way it works. The reason why they said their own pshat is because they held that the pshat that was being said until now is wrong. And if it's wrong, we need to give a new pshat. That's how it works. And Mimela, we need to understand why they view it's wrong. So Tosfos tells us why he holds Rashi's pshat is wrong. Now let's shift over to Rashi a little bit and try to understand. First of all, why does Rashi not like Tosfos' pshat? Second of all, how does Rashi defend himself from Tosfos' kashas? Right? Tosfos has two reasons why Rashi's wrong. Let's try to understand. Lamaisa, Rashi said what he said. He wasn't bothered by Tosfos' kashas, apparently. Why not? These are pretty powerful kashas. Third of all, we want to try to understand, at the end of the day, what exactly did Rashi mean when he said, Bittul is Tashbisu, Ashbasa, the lave, the way Bittel, the way he's, it's working over here is because he has Bittel. What exactly does that mean? How does that help to solve the problem of Balira, of Chametz? Your Chametz is right there on the table, right? It's Tzarech Bir. So these are the three Nekudas that we want to address today, Be'ez Hashem. Hopefully, no pun intended, right? Hopefully, we're going to try to be Matzliach in explaining this, okay? So let's begin with first defending Rashi and answering Tosfos Kashas on Rashi. Yeah? Are we all on this page? So what does Tosfos do? He has two Kashas on Rashi. One Kasha is that what? One Kasha is, how could you, Rashi, tell me that it says Tashbisu and not Tevaru, teaches me a Chiddush about Bittel? Zog Tosfos, the word Tashbisu means Tevaru, like we see from the Gemara later on. That Rabbi Akiva explains, Tashbisu must be before Yom Tov, because if it would be on Yom Tov, so then anyway I know that you can't do it, because Tashbisu is Havara, Havara is Av Malacha, right? That was Tosfos Kasha from Rabbi Akiva. So Tosfos' first Kasha is that Tashbisu means Tevaru. So Rashi's original Diyuk is a bad Diyuk. You had a question?
Yeah, but he doesn't bring a proof of where Rabbi Akiva gets that from. He just says
it. Rabbi Akiva is a good source. Rabbi Akiva is a Tana. He's a source. We see from Rabbi Kiva against Rashi. Rabbi, you could ask a kasha on an Amoira from Matana. You for sure could ask a kasha on a Rishon from Matana. Okay? So from number one is, Tos has a kasha on Rashi that Tashbisu means Tevaru. So the diuk of the Rashi that he made, it doesn't say Tevaru, it must be Tashbisu, is good enough with Bittel. It's a bad diuk, because Tashbisu means Tevaru. That's kasha number one of Tos. We need to address that. Kasha number two of Tosfos is that it says Ach, which tells us Ach b'yom rishon Tashbisu. Ach tells us that Tashbisu begins 6 hours into the day on Erev Pesach. After it's already 6 hours into the day on Erev Pesach, your chametz is asubana. So you're not going to be able to be mevatel it. Once it's asubana, your bittel doesn't work. If your bittel doesn't work, so then it can't be that Tashbisu is bittel. Another kasha on Rashi. These are the two kasha Tos asked on Rashi. Let's answer them. Yeah.
How do we know your bittel doesn't work from after 6 hours?
Because that is an idea which we discussed, that once it's already 6 hours into the day, the chametz becomes usser. And once the chametz is usser bahana, now you have no control over it to be able to make it a bittel. Once it's usser bahana, now it's already, there's nothing I can do with it anymore. Now I have no control over it.
Know that you could do
Bittel. No, and unrelated. Let's say Rashi holds it. I mean, we're assuming for a second Rashi's right, that Bittel, that you could do Bittel. Tashbisu is Bittel. But still, at the end of the day, you need to be able to have that control to do Bittel. After the Chametz becomes Aser Bana, you don't have that control anymore to do the Bittel. That's the Kasha of the Tosfos.
So it's agreeing with Rashi first.
It's not agreeing. It's saying, even according to you, even in your world, even L'shitascha Rashi, that's why the two kashas are right. We spoke this out in the Tosfos the other day, that there's two kashas in Rashi, in Tosfos on Rashi. Why the two kashas? One is Shlomo, because why? To show us that the word Tashbisu really means Tevaru.
Yeah.
Not like Rashi did. And the second one is Rashi, even in your own world, that it means Bittel, it still doesn't work. It's still problematic. Right? That was the two steps of the Tosfos. Okay, Al-Kabar, let's answer the kashas. Let's answer the kashas. So we have the Ramban over here. The Ramban from today's Mar Makomos, the Ramban, actually is the first Ramban on the Masechta that we have, right? Ramban was Mamish, the Rebbe of the Yeshiva, of the Rajba, the Ritva, the Ran, the Ra'ah, Ram Chalabar, Rabbeinu David, all of the Gedali Rishonim that we've been learning, they're all Talmidim of the school of the Ramban, of the Yeshiva of the Ramban. So now we finally have opportunity to learn Ramban. We get to learn the Ramban himself. Look what the Ramban says. Ramban says, I have an answer. He says, first of all, as far as the issue of that Tashbisu is only from the sixth hour into the day, he says, that's not a kasha on Rashi. That's a kasha on everybody. Because let's say you're Tosfos. What does Tashbisu mean? Tashbisu means to burn it, according to Tosfos. Tashbisu means burn it. So when am I going to burn it? I'm going to burn it already from after 6 hours into the day, from when it's usser already. That's when I'm going to burn it. That means I was already over my isser. I can't only start to burn it after it's usher. I need to make sure that it's burnt by the time it's usher. But I can't start to burn it when it already is usher. It's too late. So Zok the Ramban, even in your own world, Tosfos, that Tashbisu means burn, it still has to mean that, not that you start burning it then, but that you already finished your Tashbisu. It already needs to be mushbas. It already needs to be destroyed by the time the sixth hour comes. Once I understand that that's pshat in that Gemara, so then the same thing is true within Rashi's world. I need to do my bittul by the time the sixth hour comes. Not after it's already usher. So Mela, that Gemara is not a kasha on Rashi at all. That Gemara is beautiful. Tashbisu from the sixth hour doesn't mean that that's when you do Tashbisu after already becomes usher. It means that's when the achievement of Tashbisu needs to be accomplished by. You need to have done Tashbisu by that time. That's what it means. Which, by the way, this is parenthetical. There's a chakira in the Achroinim. For example, maybe Divrei Yecheskel, some of the Achronim, they have a chakira as to what is the mitzvah of Tashbisu. Is the mitzvah of Tashbisu to actually go and do something, be a dayim? Or the mitzvah of Tashbisu is not doing it, but rather having it mushbas.
Depends who you hold like.
Nafkamina, yeah, that's exactly this point. Nafkamina is going to be, let's say I don't have any chametz. Yeah. Right? I don't have any chametz. So I'm not going to go ahead and do biyadayim tashbisu because I don't have any chametz. But when Pesach comes, I don't have any chametz. My house is mushbas from chametz. So maybe I'll still get a mitzvah. It's totally on these two tzedadim of the chakira. This is a chakira, I can't remember now, specifically in the achronim that I was going through. But this is a chakira in the Achronim. And like Shlomo is saying, it could be this machlokes Tosfos and the Ramban, it could be arguing these two tzedadim. The Ramban is telling us that the mitzvah of Tashbisu means it needs to be mushbas by the time the sixth hour comes. That's the goal that I need to have achieved. Maybe the Ramban holds that the mitzvah of Tashbisu is not doing it actively, but rather achieving the goal, having the goal of my house being free of chametz. Mashenkin and the Tosvos, it could be that they learn the mitzvah of Tashbisu means the active doing, the action of getting rid of chametz. What are you saying?
According to Ramban, if you did bittel, or even if you did bior, as long as it's by the 6 hours.
100%. That's right. That's right. It is supporting Rashi very much because Tosvos said you Rashi doesn't work. Because you're saying Tashbisu is bittul, and we know that Tashbisu is from the sixth hour, so it can't be, because you can't do bittul after the sixth hour. It's already too late. It's already usher. So comes the Ramban and says, no. What does it mean, Tashbisu is from the sixth hour? It means that as long as I achieve the goal of having my house mushbas from chametz, I'm mekayim the mitzvah of Tashbisu in the sixth hour.
Isn't Rashi saying specifically not beer?
Oh. So let's get to that point next. Okay? Let's get to that point right next. Right next. Okay? So now we come to the next point in the Tosfos. The other question in Tosfos was that we see from Rabbi Kiva that Tashbisu means Tevaru. Because Rabbi Kiva says that Tashbisu can't be on Pesach itself because Havara is a malacha. Burning is a malacha. Lighting a fire is a malacha on Yom Tov. And therefore, as Zok the Ramban, I mean, Zok Tosfos, it can't be like Rashi, that Tashbisu is an alternative of Tevaru. Tashbisu and Tevaru, same thing you see in the Gemara. That Tosfos, other question on Rashi. Comes the Ramban and says, that's also not Shver. It's also not a Kasha. Why is it not a Kasha? Because when Rashi says Tashbisu, Tichsiv Tashbisu, and Tashbisu is Havara, I mean, is Hashbasa Belev, is Bittel. What does that mean? Does that mean that Tashbisu cannot be achieved through burning it? Is that what it means? Is that what it means? Tashbisu cannot be achieved through burning it? Is that what Rashi means?
No.
No, what is it? But what, yes. Yes, no. What do you mean?
Yes.
Yes.
And then it could be.
It could be. You could achieve Tashbisu through burning it.
Rashi doesn't nullify.
Yeah.
So you're saying there's multiple ways of nullifying. Not what are you saying? What do you mean not specifically?
If you learn Rashi according to Ramban,
yeah,
you'd be saying that the species is not talking about a specific action, but it's really talking about a status. So it doesn't say beer because it's not about destroying it, it's about the fact that there's no chametz.
Wow, so beautiful. Mamash Lishitaso, right? Let's explain this Nikuda. It's like what you're saying, right? That let's speak it out. When we learn Rashi, Rashi says Tashbizu and not Tevaru. So what does that mean? Is Rashi saying that you can't fulfill Tashbizu by burning the chametz? Is that Rashi saying? It sounds like that's how Tosfos learned Rashi. But the Ramban comes along and tells us that's not Pshat in Rashi. When it says Tashbizu v'lo Tevaru, it doesn't mean that Tashbizu can't be fulfilled through burning. You could fulfill Tashbizu through burning too. But what does it mean? It means that if it would say Tevaru, then you would have to burn it. And you can't do it in any other way. By writing Tashbizu instead of Tevaru, it means that you're not limited to burning it. You can burn it, but you can also do Ashbasa Belev. You can do Bittel. That's also a form of Tashbizu. So the Ramban is telling us how to read Rashi. He doesn't mean that Tashbizu means bittel, Tevaru means burn, and you have a choice which one. The Torah chose one of the two, which means I have to do bittel and not burning. That's how Tosis learned Rashi, it sounds like. But the Ramban comes along and tells us that's not Pshat in Rashi. That's not Pshat in Rashi. When it says Tevaru or Tashbizu, Rashi's telling us a gavaldiga point. If it would have said Tevaru, it means only burning. But it doesn't say Tevaru. It says Tashbizu. What does Tashbizu mean? Not only Bittel. Tashbizu means also Bittel. You could burn it. You could do Bittel. Either one. And in the Ramban's world, Lishitaso, it's so beautiful. Because what is Tashbizu? What is the mitzvah of Tashbizu, the Ramban just told us? Is the mitzvah of not having chametz at the sixth hour. How do I make sure I don't have chametz? I could burn it. That's also a way to make sure I don't have chametz, right? Or I could do bittel. It's also a way to make sure. Or eating, very good, right? There's a Baal Amar who says that. That eating is also a good way to make sure that I don't have chametz. These are all ways to make sure I don't have chametz. So all of these ways will be a way of fulfilling the mitzvah of Tashbizu. Memela, the Rashi. Let's read the words of Rashi. What does Rashi say? The chsiv tashbisu v'lo chsiv tevaru. Vashbasa delev hi
ashbasa. It doesn't say this and this.
So Mela Zak Shlomo Akasha on what I'm saying, Kasha on the Ramban, right? According to Rashi, shouldn't he have written hashbasa delev gamkein hashbasa? Or hashbasa delev nami hashbasa? Shouldn't Rashi have written that? Which sounds much more in line with what we're explaining right now. Yeah. Teretz is a good point, very good point. It's a great ha'ara, right? I'm happy I was mechaven to you, Shlomo. But the answer, l'chayra, is, I mean, let's think about it. The way we explained it until now in Rashi, the Ramban, it makes so much sense, right? Isn't it so smooth? It's mamish, a beautiful pshat. Do we really think that Rashi holds that if you burn the chametz in advance before Pesach comes, that's not going to be a fulfillment of Tashbizu? We really think that. It's hard to imagine. The Ramban is saying something that's so logical. It's so beautiful. So what's Pshat on this Rashi? Why didn't he say Nami? You could say it like this. The fact that when I burn it, that's a fulfillment of Tashbizu. Is that something which is the lesser Chiddush or the bigger Chiddush? Which is the lesser Chiddush? That I do Bittel and that's Tashbizu? Or that I burn it and that's Tashbizu? Which one is the smaller Chiddush?
Burning it
is the smaller Chiddush. So the assumption going into the Rashi, the assumption going into the Gemara is that when I burn it, that's Tashbizu. That's the assumption. Bittel is not. Bittel is, I don't even know what, but not necessarily Tashbizu, right? Even Tosfos tells us, Tosa actually holds that Tashbizu means burn. So the fact that Bittel is a Tashbizu, that's the Chiddush. That's what Rashi wants to explain. So what's Rashi doing? He's saying like this. says Bittul, and the Gemara Bittul works on the Doraisa level. Says Rashi, why would it work on the Doraisa level? Where's the Makor for such a thing? The fact that it says Tashbisu and not Tavaru, that's a Lashon, which includes any form of Tashbisu. So now let's go through the list. What is a form of Tashbisu? What is called Tashbisu? So Rashi says, Hashbasa Delev, he Hashbasa. Does it say Hashbasa Delev is the only form of Hashbasa? It doesn't say that in Rashi. It's the only form of Hashbasa. Hashbasa Delev is Hashbasa. So if I need to meet the criteria, I need to meet the category of Tashbisu, so then this is included in the category.
Should you say Gam also there?
That's what I'm saying. It doesn't need to say, for the very same kasha that it should have said Nami, right? Yeah. I'm just using the word in Aramaic because Rashi also seems to be talking Aramaic, right? The very same problem that we're raising, that it should have said Nami, is the exact same reason that really it also should have said Davka, right? You have to make up your mind. When Rashi says what he says, so you want to say it should have said Nami, but let's say you're going to say the other way, that Hashbaza Delev is the only form of Hashbaza. So then shouldn't Rashi say it's the only form of it? Davka. Davka Hashbaza Delev, he Hashbaza. It doesn't say that. It's a neutral Lashon. We're missing the word Nami, but we're also missing the word Davka.
We're missing the word with Nami.
Why?
Because without Nami, you would assume that he's saying, right, what's Rashi saying?
Yeah.
He bit the Bama. And then he goes and say, right to explain what Bittul is, he says, not burning, right? It sounds like it's Shoshalat, not burning, and then he says what Tashbisu means.
Yeah, but he doesn't say that Tashbisu is not burning. He doesn't say that. He says the Torah chose to write the word Tashbisu instead of Tevaru. It doesn't say that Tashbisu doesn't mean Tevaru.
So why don't you explain to us just what Tashbisu means?
So that's exactly my point. Because, okay, one second. Now you ask this slightly differently. Why doesn't he tell us what the word Tashbisu means?
Yeah.
Okay, so that, we're going to see that in a minute. Why? Why he doesn't say that? Bezer Shem. But the first Nikuda is like this, that the words Hashbasa Delev, he Hashbasa, is very neutral terminology. All it means, if you translate it simply, all it means is Hashbasa Delev, right? My mental attitude of Hashbasa is Hashbasa. It doesn't mean it's the only way of Hashbasa. It doesn't mean that. Literally, it just means it is Hashbasa. So what Rashi's doing here is, he's telling us that Bittul is a fulfillment of Tashbisu. He doesn't tell us it's the only. So that's why it could fit in the way the Ramban is explaining it very well. Because Rashi, you're right, he doesn't say Nami. But he also doesn't say only. What does he say? He says it is Hashbasa. Okay, good. This is Hashbasa. Somebody else also could be Hashbasa. Is that right? That's the Nakuda. So it comes out that the Ramban, in explaining Rashi, answers both questions of the Tosfos. Right? The question of 6 hours, he tells us, means Tashbisu, means that it needs to be achieved by that point. My home is free of chametz by that point. And Mimela, within that world, Lishitazo, it also makes sense so beautifully that by burning it, by destroying it in any way possible, I'm fulfilling Tashbisu. I, Rashi, Hashbasa, Levi, Hashbasa. He doesn't mean that's the only way Hashbasa. He means that is a category of Hashbasa.
Why do we say that Tashbisu is being Ivar Malacha if it could be Bittul?
Very good. Excellent. Right? The Ramban addresses that. Why would the Lashon of Rabbi Kiva say Tashbisu is Havara? Right, Havara is Av Malacha. If you could be Bittul, very good question. So he says in the Kuda, which is interesting. He says, for sure, when the Torah writes Tashbisu, he says, he says 2 points. He says, first of all, it's telling you to do an action. The word Tashbisu is telling you to do an action. Be a dayim, he says. It's telling you, Tashbisu, sar mi batechem, he says. Halakam rachmana sheyesar, batal mi batechem, which means it's telling you to do an action. How can you do an action of Tashbisu? if it's just believe, it's in your heart, in your mind. That's not an action. That's a mindset, but it's not an action. The word tashbisu is telling you an action. Do something. Do this. What is that? How could you do tashbisu, be a dayan, with an action? Zakhtar Ramban, the only way to do that is with burning it. It's the only way to do that. So it's true that you could fulfill the chiyah of the mitzvah of tashbisu through your mindset, but when the Torah tells you tashbisu, what the Torah is telling you is to do an action to fulfill tashbisu. Memela, it has to be burned.
So it's not referring to bittul at all?
Not that it's not referring to bittul at all, but when the Torah writes the word tashbisu, it's not telling you to do bittul. Correct. If I do bittul, I will fulfill hashbasa, I will fulfill tashbisu, but when the Torah writes the word tashbisu, it's telling you to do an action. And the action, the way to do tashbisu actively, is through burning, through destroying, whatever.
How is bittul good enough daraisa?
Because the word tashbisu doesn't mean that the only way to do hashbasa is through an action. The Torah is telling you do an action to get rid of it, but that doesn't necessarily mean that the only way to do hashbasa is through an action. Why does that mean? That doesn't mean that.
If you're saying the word, there's one word that's telling you to get rid of your chametz, and it's specifically telling you to do an action. And, oh, by the way, also if you don't do an action, it also works. It seems like
100%. Because what is tashbisu? I'll give you a way to try to maybe hopefully explain it. If I tell you go pick up a dalet minim, go do the mitzvah of dalet minim. So there's only one way to do dalet minim, right? Go get yourself a lulav, esrog, etc. Pick it up, and then you're mekayim your mitzvah. That's the mitzvah, right? Tashbisu, zakht Ramban, is achieving a state. It's achieving a certain situation in your home. What is that situation, Shlomo? That your home is chametz free. That's the mitzvah of tashbisu. It's achieving the state of being chametz free. But the Torah doesn't just say, achieve a state of chametz free anyway. The Torah says a word which is a verb form of doing that. Now, when you use a verb form of doing that, Zakh the Ramban, that is implying to do an action. The only way to do the action is going to be with burning it. But that's not the only way to achieve that state. It's different than other mitzvahs. You hear what I'm saying? Shabbos, for example, how you mekayim the mitzvah of not doing malacha? By not doing malacha, right? It's something which is a state of being. I'll just sit on Shabbos, relaxing with my cup of, you know, ice cold Coke. It's geschmack, it's relaxing. It's a state of being. Yeah? You don't need to actively do anything. But normally in your home, anybody here gluten-free? No? Normally in your home, you have chametz in your home. So if you want to achieve that state of being chametz-free, so then we need to tell you, go ahead and get rid of your chametz. Now, if I'm telling you to go do something, Zakh the Ramban, the implication of telling you to go do something is that I need to do an action. So the implication of the words, go do this, go achieve this goal, is to do an action. How do I do an action? I'll burn it. I'll get rid of it. But that doesn't necessarily mean that that's the only way to achieve the goal. You know what I'm saying?
It sounds like it's, a little misleading.
Misleading?
Yeah.
Which part of it? What do you mean?
The fact that it's telling you to do an action, yet bittul also works.
Yeah.
And bittul is works regularly.
Yeah.
But yet you should do an action. It seems like for some reason beer is
if you want, you could call it like this. I guess it goes back to our chakira of before. When the Torah tells you tashbisu, Torah says, go do something, right? Is the Torah saying that's the mitzvah to go do it? Or
the mitzvah is to have a certain state, to achieve a certain state, and the way to achieve that state is by doing it. Which one of the two is the mitzvah? Is the mitzvah to go build a sukkah, or is the mitzvah to sit in a sukkah? Which is the mitzvah?
Sit.
Right, but the Torah tells you to go make a sukkah.
Build also.
No, you just told me sit. Which one is it? Both. That's a very diplomatic way of going about it, right? So, Dug the Ramban, this mitzvah of Tashbisu, the Torah tells you to do a certain thing. Is the action the mitzvah, or that's just the setup to be able to achieve the goal? Similar to building a sukkah, the goal is being in the sukkah, but I need to build the sukkah in order to be able to sit in the sukkah. The goal is to have my chametz, to have me over Pesach, chametz free. That's the goal. How do I get there? By getting rid of the chametz. So the Torah says, Tashbisu, get rid of the chametz. What does that mean? Does that mean the mitzvah is the physical action of getting rid of chametz? What if my house is always gluten-free all year round? I don't have any chametz in my house all year round, so I won't have the mitzvah of Tashbisu? Or maybe no. The mitzvah is the state of not having chametz. And that state of not having chametz, how do I achieve it? I could achieve it in many ways. But whatever I'm doing to achieve it, that's not the actual maisa mitzvah. That's helping me get to the goal, which is the mitzvah. The goal of being in a state of being chametz free, that's the mitzvah. In lamdisha terms, is it the maisa that's the mitzvah? Or is it the taitza? Is it the action or is it the result? That's the chakir over here of the achronim in this over here. And the Ramban seems to be taking on this tzad that it's the result, that it's the achievement of not having chametz, that's the mitzvah. The Torah says, do it. Do tashbisu. So the Torah is telling you to do something. The word in the Torah means do something. Now when the Torah tells you do something, tzak to Ramban, the implication is to do an action. An action is something which is not just a state of mind. It would include doing something physical, which means burning your chametz, destroying the chametz. So it's true in Pashit translation of the words of the Torah, the word Tashbisu means, like Rabbi Kiva says, to burn it. But that's not the actual definition of the mitzvah. That's what the Torah is telling you to do in order to achieve the mitzvah. You know what I'm saying? We need to work it out. Seder. Okay, good. That's what night seder is for. We'll talk about it more.
Didn't Shai have to say that the Ramban is just only focusing on the Tzitzan? He's not even saying that the Pasuk means to do an action. It's just, if you were to do an action, the only way to do it...
So I'll tell you where I'm coming from. I'm coming from the Lashon that the Ramban says, D'hachi kama rachmana. This is what the Torah says. Shehei sa'ar batal mibateichem, ve'ein bitl biyadayim, elas reifa.
So that just means if you were to do it physically, it would have to be via sreifa.
Yeah, but so why would Rabbi Kiva say that Tashbisu has to be Erev Yom Tov because Havar is Av Malacha?
Because one of the ways of doing Tashbisu is via Havar.
Okay, but who said that that's the way that I have to do it? Who said that's the way the Torah is talking about? Who said that's what the Torah is talking about? What?
Doesn't it include also? It includes both Erev and...
Yeah, but it also could be a mutter way to do it on Yom Tov. Why did Rabbi Kiva have to say that, oh, Tashbisu has to be before Yom Tov because of Havara Zav Malacha? There's ways to do Tashbisu without Havara. Who said that you have to say Tashbisu, has to be on Yom Tov and it's an Asa way? Do it in a Mutter way.
Tashbisu is inclusive. Havara would include all options, right?
Yeah, but I'm saying you can't do Tashbisu in a Mutter way. No, I say he's forcing us. He's saying Havara, the word Tashbisu, Havara is Av Malacha. You're right. The word Tashbisu could be done in that way also. But I'm saying to say that it's a proof that the word Tashbisu means before Yom Tov, I don't know if that would be a proof. No? What does he mean?
I mean, if one was to do it in a physical way, then that would have to be via
Sreifa.
I mean, looks at the Sreifa, so how do we know we're not only talking about Sreifa? Because then it would have said the Sreifa. So now that it says Bittl, it includes Peh. So you have two options. You have Tashbisu via Peh or Tashbisu via Maisa. Now, how is it shayach to the Rekiva of Pshat is?
So you're saying both, okay, Beseder, let's speak out what you're saying. Very good. I'm going to speak out your, what you're saying as another explanation will be in the Ramban. Yeah? Rabbi David is saying that the Pshat is in the Ramban when he talks about this idea of Havara. The idea is that the Torah writes Tashbisu. Now, Tashbisu could encompass many, many different ways of getting rid of the Chametz. One of them is Bittul, but it's not the only way. Another way is also burning it. So since the Torah writes the word Tashbisu, which could encompass this way and that way, one of the ways is burning it. So now, when the Torah is telling you Tashbisu, so what's it telling you to do? We want to tell you Tashbisu, it's on Yom Tov, but one of the ways of doing Tashbisu is Asr on Yom Tov. So you're right, it's not the only way to do Tashbisu, but it is one of the ways. So since it is one of the ways, so it can't be that it's referring to Yom Tov, because one of the ways of doing Tashbisu is going to be Asr on Yom Tov. That can't be. Elamai has to be that Tashbisu is before Yom Tov. And then all of the options of Tashbisu are available to you because there's no Isser Malacha. Yeah, that's what you're saying?
The next line, right? It says, Ach B'yadayim.
The pasuk is for sure talking about a weekday when you could do it, even do a
b'yadayim.
Ah, you're saying af. Digaf. I hear that. Very good. Okay. Does this sit better with you? Okay. So we'll it's getting a little late. We'll explain it more by night later. But I'll kapanim. I hear what you're saying. It's a good pshat and it addresses that nekuda. Okay, this is the answer as far as the Rashi is concerned. As the two questions, we'll have to go over that again more, Blinetter. But let's just get back. Okay, so now we know why Rashi is defended from Tosfos' two kashas. Let's explain now, but at the end of the day, so what's wrong with Tosfos? Why did Rashi not like the Hefker Pshat? What's wrong with the Hefker Pshat? What's wrong with the Hefker Pshat? So we could say, I mean, we had a list of 10 questions from the Ramban on Rashi, on Tosfos, I mean, on Tosfos Pshat, that Bittul is Mishum Hefker. There was 10 questions that we learned yesterday. We went through 7 of them, of the Ramban, 3 questions of the Ran, questions on Tosfos Pshat, that it's Mishum Hefker. Many, many questions, right? It doesn't say a Lashon of Hefker. The guy's not using a Lashon of Hefker. The rules of Hefker are not being met. There's no machlokas in Bittul, even though there's machlokas in Hefker. It's Korab Yossi, it's still staying in his Rishos because nobody else picked it up. There's many, many questions on the Pshat of Hefker. So that's a very easy way to go. You know why Rashi didn't want to say Hefker? Because it's loaded with kashas. Tos himself even asked a kasha about Bifnei Gimel, right? Many, many kashas. But we want to take it a step further, okay? The Ramban, we didn't speak this out so much yesterday, but the Ramban raises his point. Tosfos says that if you say Bittul, so now it's Hefker, and you're not over Bal Yerah Bal Yimatzeh. Is that true? Is there a makar for that anywhere in Chazal? How do we know that if you do Bittul, you're not over Bal Yerah Bal Yimatzeh? How do we know? Where's the makar for such a thing? So Tosfos says, because it says, Lo Yerah Lecha Chametz, you're not allowed to see your Chametz. But you're allowed to see other people's chametz or Hektish's chametz. Zuck the Ramban, a gewaltige insight. You, Tosfos, are equating if it belongs to other people with a case where it belongs to nobody as long as it's not yours. The idea of that Gemara is that it's not yours. Zuck the Ramban, I don't know if that's true. I don't know if that's true. You know what that Gemara says? You're not allowed to see yours, but you're allowed to see other people's. Zakhtar Ramban, what happens if it's in between? It's not yours and it's not other people's. It's Hefker. That, Zakhtar Ramban, maybe, is still Usr. You know why? Because it doesn't yet belong to somebody else. It's very easy for you to go ahead and reacquire it. You could just decide, you know what? I want my house to acquire this chametz for me. And then it'll be yours again. It's so easy to become yours. Zogt Ramban, who says that Hefker is included in that drush of Le'ira Lecha, Avalat Drush, Alechem Shal Gavoa. And therefore, Zogt Ramban If you're looking for it in the copy that we have, it's not on the paper because it was on the previous side. But the Ramban says that I don't know if that's even true, if Tosfos is Chiddush, even true. So according to that, it makes very, very much sense why Rashi wouldn't have said that it's Midin Hefker, right? Because Hefker is not going to solve Bal Yerah Bal Yimatze. That's a very powerful argument against the Ramban. But even if we'll say maybe Rashi is, you know, maybe it's true that it is Hefker does avoid Bal Yerah Bal Yimatze, Yesh Lodin Badavar, big good question, powerful question on the Tosfos. But even if we'll say, let's say that Rashi's not going to necessarily argue for that reason, but there's L'chaira and one other Nekuda, and this is what Shlomo was actually saying all the way in the beginning, that at the end of the day, why would I say that Bittel is Hefker? Why would I say that? What does the word Bittel mean? What does the word Bittel mean? So Rashi says a pshat. It's hard to understand exactly what he means, and we're going to try to explain that right now. But what does Bittel mean? So there's a Targum Unkelus that's quoted over here. Targum Unkelus says lo tashbi, it says tashbisu. Targum Unkelus says it means tevatlun, right? The Targum is not taking sides in the Machlokas Rashi Tosfos. That's not what Targum Unkelus does. Oh, it's Machlokas Rashi Tosfos. You know what? Let's ignore what the word tashbisu means and let's get involved in the Machlokas Rishonim of how you're going to give it. No, that's not what's happening. The Targum is kishmo kenu. It's translation. He's telling us what the word tashbisu means. What does the word tashbisu mean? The word tashbisu means bittel. Why does Rashi say bittel and not hefker? Because Rashi's telling you the word tashbisu means bittel. Now, what is bittel? What does that mean? What it means is, and the what's his name? The Ramban here actually speaks out so beautifully. He says that we find the word tashbisu in other places. For example, he brings by Melach. Where is that? Here. Okay, v'lo tashbis Melach bris elokecha. The pasuk says you shouldn't be mashbis salt the bris of with Hashem of having salt on the karbanos on the mizbeach. What does that mean? Tashbisu. It means you burn salt. That's what it means. What does tashbisu mean? It means make it hefker. No, it's not what it means. What does tashbisu mean? It means don't make it stop. Don't make it cease. That's what tashbisu means, right? Shabbos is a day when we cease from work. That's tashbisu. Tashbisu means that you make the chametz cease to exist. So one way is burning it, but the other way is bittel. What is that? How does bittel make chametz cease to exist? So, Ramban brings, we saw already in one of the kashas, that we found bittel in other places. For example, being mevatel avodah zara. If let's say there's a shayfer that belongs to a guy, and the guy uses it for avodah zara, the halacha is you're not allowed to use it on Rosh Hashanah. It's avodah zara, it's asabana, you're not allowed to use it. But if the guy is mevatel it from being avodah zara, if it's bittel from being avodah zara, so then it becomes not avodah zara anymore. And you're allowed to use that shayfer for Rosh Hashanah.
So do you eat chametz that you're bittel?
Oh, excellent. Right? Zog the Ramban, bittel doesn't mean hefker. Bittel means that you make it cease to exist. When you're mevatel chametz, that's what you're doing. You're making it not chametz. Whoa! Zog Shlomo, that means that you should be allowed to eat it. That's wild. That's incredible. So listen to the lesson of the Ramban. The Ramban says, bittel mayil, how does bittel help? Lehoitiyoi, I'm going back to the previous paragraph where it says Alakachani Yoimer. Bittel helps loitiyoi mitoiras chametz, takes it out of the status of chametz. Ulach shivoi ke'ofar, it makes it like it's dirt. Shein roi lachila, it's not edible b'chlal. Right? And similarly, in the paragraph that we learned with Rashi, he says, when it says tashbisu, it means shei be'enecha kisaruf uteiros ke'ofar ve'efer. It's as if it's burnt, it's as if it's dust. That's what the chametz is. When you're mevatelet, the chametz is becoming dust. Zach Shlomo, maybe you should be allowed to eat it. Which, in the Sefer HaMichtam, on the Vav HaMedbeis, Sefer HaMichtam, writes a lot of things, a lot of times along the Pirush of Rashi, and he brings that you should be allowed to eat it. And he says, Tosus argues on this pshat, because Tosus says, that's crazy! Me, through my speech, through my words, through my saying that this should be batel from chametz, means that it's not going to be chametz anymore? I turned it into a table? Here, watch this. This shtender, I'm going to make it into a slice of pizza. Whoa! And take a bite out of it. That's a brachel of atala. You need an appointment at a dentist. This guy has problems, you know? It doesn't work like that. Oh yeah, that's a good idea. Show up at a McDonald's and say, this pork, I'm being mavatala to become dirt. I'm making it dirt right now. And then you go ahead and eat it, because you're allowed to eat dirt. Dirt's kosher. So, Mavila, you'll take a Big Mac. Yeah, you're allowed to eat dirt. Yes. Take a big, and you don't even have to make a bracha. Take a Big Mac, okay? Go ahead and be mavatala into dirt, and then go ahead and eat it without making a bracha on Pesach with the bun.
I can kill people. Shut them.
That's crazy. You hear how crazy this is? Now he brings Tosa argues on this. Yeah? So,
you better get to the shop fast before.
Listen to this. You ready? Yeah, on Yom Kippur, you can eat. You're allowed to eat dirt on Yom Kippur because dirt is not food. On Yom Kippur, that falls out on Pesach. Eat your bun with pork. Oh my, this is crazy.
You gotta eat on Yom Kippur on Pesach.
Okay. Exactly. So you hear what I'm saying? Listen, McDonald's Israel is, you know, it's more kosher. It's not as, you know, do it when you get back to America. You hear what this problem is? You know, it's wild. It's wild. But what in the world is the Ramban saying? I mean, the Ramban seems to be saying this. In the Rambam in Hilchos Chametz U'Matzah, Perek Beis, Halacha Beis, the Rambam says, what is Hashbasa that it says in the Torah? When it says Tashbisu, what is this in the Torah? He says like this. He says, Shevata l'chametz b'liboy, you should be vata in your heart, v'yachshev oistoy ke'ofar, and make it like dirt.
If, when you're having something, it's so useless to you.
All of the chametz in your belonging is like dirt. You don't have any chametz in your possession anyway. That's what the Rambam says. What?
If you give something away to Hafker,
yeah,
isn't it considered dirt to you that you don't care about it?
It's not dirt. It's now not in my... Maybe I don't own it anymore, but it's not dirt. It's not dirt. I don't own it anymore, but it's not dirt. Look, Yankee's wearing a shirt, okay? Is it my shirt? It's not my shirt. It's Yankee's shirt. Now, it's not dirt. It's a shirt. Right? Just because it's not mine means dirt.
Well, depends if he was better.
Okay, that's the chiddush of you. What in the world is going on? Crazy. Listen to this Rambam. The Rambam in Perek Gimel, Halacha Zayin, when he talks about doing bittel after you finish doing your bedikas chametz, the Rambam says, when you finish doing your bedikas chametz, or the next day right before burning it, he says, tzarech levatel kol chametz nisha bishu, so ve'ein orei, you need to be mevatel all the chametz. And how do you do that? You do like this. V'yomar, you say, kol chametz shiyesh bishusi, any chametz that I have in my possession that I didn't see, I don't know about, harehu batel varehu ka'afar. It's batel and it's like dirt. As the Rambam says. Now listen to this Rabbeinu Menoach, who is one of the Mefarshim on the Rambam. He says, and now that you're mevatel it, shibitlo mitzuras oichal, shuv loy nikra chametz. It's not called chametz anymore. He says it's like similar example. Here's a similar example. They used to, back in the day, you see the sefer? How do all the pages get held together? String. With some sort of glue. Right? They use it, also, besides the string, they use some sort of glue first. Okay? Back in the day, before they had all of the, you know, technologies that we have today, and artificial, you know, things that we have today, so they would use water and flour, mix it together, it turns into a sticky dough, and they would use that, and that would become glue. So the halacha is, what about if you have that in your sfarim over Pesach? You let it keep all of your sfarim? You have to throw out all of your sfarim. You have to burn all of your sfarim because of chametz. So the halacha is no. That once it's batel, you hear that word? Once it's batel from being chametz and turned into glue, so then it's mutter to have it over Pesach. Zot Rabbeinu Menoach, when you say your bittel to make it like afar, you made it not chametz anymore. You made it like that, you know, they used to also use it to fill in a hole. If you have a hole over here, for example, right? You need to fill in the wall, so they would take some dough, slap it on, and that's how they fixed up the holes.
Can you make chametz?
Hear that? Wait, so now Pesach comes, you got to start scraping your walls. It was a minhag for by many people that that's what they would do. They would scrape their walls. People repaint for Pesach. They scrape their walls and they repaint because of this. You hear this? But it's, you don't have to. Why? Because it's batel from being food. It's batel from being chametz. It becomes part of the wall. It becomes non-chametz.
That's why it's only minuch.
Same thing over here. What?
That's why it's only minuch.
Big matzah and the chametz? No, we're making it now into offer. We're not making it into... You can't make your cheeseburger into cow.
That's why it's only minuch.
Or into... it's a good idea. A guy is fleishik, yeah? So he wants to have ice cream. I have a good idea. I'll be mevatel my ice cream into power of ice cream. No, that you can't do. You could be mevatel it into dirt and then eat it, the Torah's dirt. But you can't make it into power of ice cream. You can't make a pyre of burger into a fleshiga burger. Right? That's wild. But you can make it into dirt. You hear what's happening? What's going on here? It's wild. But this is what the Rambam says. So now we have Kalar. We have a Rambam. We have a Rashi. We have a Ramban. We have a real solid Shitas Rishonim that say that what is Bittul? What is Bittul achieving? What's Teshbisu? It's transforming the Chametz into dirt. It's making the chametz not chametz anymore. Now that is such a wild idea, crazy concept, because I literally have this, you know, slice of pizza on my counter. And how could you fool yourself into thinking that you made it not chametz, that you made it dirt? I mean, it's on my counter. And it's not hefker. Nobody said hefker here. The Rambam doesn't say hefker. It's not hefker. What's going on here? This is a wild idea. But this is how they explain Bittul. And this is something which we see now, the idea behind of what Bittul is doing. We don't understand the reality of it. We don't understand how it works. But we know what Bittul is doing. We know what it is and why it's not over. Bez Hashem Lina, the next time, we'll try to be masbir. What in the world is this idea? And is it really true that you should be allowed to go ahead and eat it? Why yes, why no?
Dirt is a
assembly
matter.
What?
Dirt is a subjective matter.
Dirt is subjective matter? What does that mean?
As in, it's not, you're not changing, you're not really changing the tin in something. Dirt is, let's say for example, if I take that air conditioner and I chop it up and put it in a blender and turn it to a gazillion pieces.
Right.
And I spill it outside on the floor, somebody like, oh, that's dirt.
Okay.
The essence of dirt just means it's nothing to you.
Fine, but there I actually did it.
And it's waste.
But I actually did that. I actually chopped it up into thousand pieces.
Theoretically, as in if you didn't do it and you just found it.
Right.
If I were to do it and you were to stumble upon it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Then the essence of dirt isn't actually dirt from the ground that you dig up.
Okay.
It's just something that's nothing to you.
Right.
And it makes other things dirty.
Okay.
Not clean.
Fine.
So you're not really changing the din of something, as in from milk ice cream to a power base.
Okay.
The din in it. But I think when we say dirt, we just mean that it just means it's nothing to you.
Yeah, but it's...
We literally mean dirt.
Oh, so you're saying a pshat, you're saying that avada, it still is chametz. For sure it's chametz. I'm not allowed to go ahead and eat it.
It's just nothing to
me. But you're saying it's nothing to me, and therefore what?
And therefore, I don't know, I'm just trying to explain the word.
Okay, Peter, I hear what you're saying. Yes. Okay, good, I hear what you're saying. We need to be mindful of this point.
No, I mean that you'll eat it.
You're not allowed to eat it, you're saying.
It's still chametz, but it's nothing to you.
Right, and for some reason, that's okay.
That you should not do it to you.
Not be able to eat it, but it's okay to have it over Pesach, which is L'chara Chiddush, no?
So.
I mean, you're being maskim, it is chametz, and I still own it, right?
Perhaps if it's nothing to you, then you can't have anah from it?
Okay, not have anah from it anyway. Chametz does have anah.
No, I'm saying if it's nothing to you, then even if you were able to have anah from it, you wouldn't have anah from it.
Okay, I don't know. We have to think about it. But this is now at least we know what Rashi says, what he means. We don't understand how such a thing works. Etc. We'll try to explain that next time. Okay?